From NPR News in Washington, I'm Brian Naylor. The White House is holding a summit today to prepare for an outbreak of pandemic flu this fall. Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius says money is being set aside to buy vaccines and make preparations. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
$1 billion has been appropriated by the U.S. Congress to develop and distribute a new flu vaccine that should be ready by mid-October. Secretary Sebelius says the administration has put together another $7.5 billion from a preparedness fund and other sources to federally fund a mass vaccine program. State, local, and Native American health officials would be responsible for getting the vaccine out to people. The priority will be to vaccinate first school-age children and the elderly who have shown a particular vulnerability to the disease. Stockpiles of Tamiflu and Relenza, effective in treating the new pandemic virus, are also being made available to states. More than 500 state and local officials are at the White House summit to help coordinate a government response to the pandemic. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
President Obama conceded the world's major economic powers did not solve the global climate change problem, but said they made some important strides forward. The president spoke at the end of the G8 summit in Italy. Mr. Obama said he understood the reluctance of the leaders of developing countries to agree to limits on greenhouse gas emissions.
They want to make sure that they do not have to sacrifice their aspirations for development and higher living standards. Yet, with most of the growth and projected emissions coming from these countries, their active participation is a prerequisite for a solution.
The president said it is no small task for 17 leaders to bridge their differences on an issue like climate change. Hundreds of Iranians took to the streets of the capital Tehran today to protest against the government. Today's demonstration was timed to mark 10 years since a similar protest at Tehran University. Police used tear gas and fired shots into the air to disperse today's demonstrators. The BBC's Martin Vinard reports.
The demonstration was the first such gathering in the city since the protest which followed the disputed presidential election. The demonstrators chanted the name of the defeated opposition candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi. Opposition supporters had called on websites for the demonstration to coincide with the anniversary of a 1999 attack by government militia on students protesting at Tehran University. The governor of Tehran province warned that any attempt by demonstrators to mark the anniversary would not be tolerated.
The BBC's Martin Vinard. The lawyer for disgraced financier Bernard Madoff says Madoff will not be appealing his 150-year prison sentence. The 71-year-old Madoff was sentenced last week. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average up 11 points. This is NPR News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks a resolution honoring late pop star Michael Jackson is unnecessary. Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee has sponsored a non-binding resolution in Jackson's honor, but Pelosi says a resolution would open Jackson's life to, in her words, contrary views that are not necessary at this time. Pelosi says lawmakers can best honor Jackson in speeches in the House. A wildfire near the Getty Museum in Southern California is now 90% contained. Steve Julian of member station KPCC says the blaze broke out early yesterday afternoon and quickly spread through 80 acres.
The land around the Getty is rugged and covered by thick brush, and since California's in a drought, that brush is tinder dry. A fire department spokesman says that a crew clearing some of that brush accidentally started the fire. It broke out less than a mile from the Getty Museum, but ocean breezes carried it to the east away from the property. Nonetheless, museum officials evacuated about 2,400 people and shut down the ventilation system so it wouldn't carry smoke past its art collection. That collection includes illuminated manuscripts, photographs, and works by European painters including Claude Monet and Vincent van Gogh. About a mile to the north, about 300 people attending a conference evacuated Mount St. Mary's College. Fire officials say they should have the fire fully contained today. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Government scientists say El Niño is back. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the surface temperature of the Pacific Ocean climbed 1.8 degrees above normal in a narrow band along the equator. That means wetter than normal conditions in much of the country. I'm Brian Naylor in Washington.